Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, Down by Sheriff, and
Loki.
And we're here with Morning Wake and Bake. And we're here to talk about video games and all types of other stuff that interest us, but mostly video games and stuff like that. You know, sometimes we talk about movies and games and stuff like that. But other than that, who am I? I'm just a dude who plays video games. You catch me on Xbox, Down by a Sheriff, and catch me on PS4 as All Father Odin's Son. But we're here to talk about today, this morning. Well, once somebody get this blood started, no, no, just kidding. I'm here to talk about the tournaments that happened over this weekend and the updates to Injustice 2, especially the big patch that just came out that turned Aquaman back to Fishman for real. Like, it was like, it was kind of ridiculous. So anyway, as far as Injustice right now, not too many big changes to the characters I play, because I play Batman and Bruce. I play Bruce, that's the same person. I play Batman and Bruce. I play Batman and also Darkseid, but they didn't really have any too many big changes. Not at all. Other than, like, Batman from the beta, and, like, they've been fixed that. The Invincible role with the cross-up bats. Like, that shit was so broken.
That was sick, though, when we first figured that out.
Dude, that was so... Like, yeah, you can call the bats and then tech roll.
And it was all blockable bats.
That shit was gonna hit. I don't care. That shit was savage. It's like, uh-uh, we gotta fix that immediately. But other than that, I think they may have gave Darkseid a damage boost or something like that. I'm not too sure. But you can go ahead and talk about Brainiac. He has some really big changes.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. When he got an update, but I've been talking about these to happen. Is that his signature is when you get hit, even when you're blocking it, go away and everything. But now, as long as I'm holding it, no matter what.
Holding what?
My signature, as long as I hold the signature button the whole time, I'll keep it. But it only has, like, 10 seconds, not even, until it goes away. And I have to be standing up to let it go. If I'm not standing up, like, if you hit me and I'm laying on the ground and I'm not getting attacked and I try to let it go, it'll just go away.
Yeah.
So I can't be getting hit and I can't be on the ground after a hit. I have to be, like, standing up or hitting to actually let it go, you know what I mean? I have to be active. To let my signature, you know, be able to be used.
Oh, sweet.
But still, it's still way better now because I can have it for longer and I can be more aggressive, you know what I mean? And not have to worry about losing that signature if I want to do a combo with it. Like you seen, I started doing 1-2 up 2 a little more, you know.
Yeah, not...
Because that was a free combo you had before, is up 2, 1-2 up 2, and then you let go for signature, and you can just back 3, and then you can jump straight in with a jump 3, and then down back 2 to get the dive kick, you know, but it's kind of harder when your signature would go away as soon as you block an attack, you know what I mean, and you have to walk up on somebody because it's a really close quarter attack. It's not like I can be super far away and do it. No, I punch you, and I punch you again, and I lift you up with an uppercut, you know? So it's right. Not like I'm going to be able to be all the way across the map and do a string like that, you know? Brainiac's not really an abusive character like that. But yeah, they made him way better, you know? It doesn't seem like... it's not that it doesn't seem like not a lot of his moves are negative as they used to be, you know? He's a little bit quicker. So, that's a good thing. He seems just like they buffed him a lot, because they seem that they made him bad when they first put him in the game. It was like, yeah, Brainiac, mega negative, you know, but his damage output was ridiculous, you know. You've seen, like, what I would do, like, 6-hit combo, 7-hit combo, what, 600 damage almost?
Yeah, his damage was a little ridiculous beforehand.
OP.
Especially EX Tendril Tree.
It still is now, but, I mean, it's not as OP.
Yeah. So, anyway, keeping it in the spirits of Injustice, we finally got Starfire this week, right? Was it this week? I think it was either this week or last week. But Starfire has been released. I got her early because I have Ultimate Edition. So, if you have Ultimate Edition, you go ahead and check her out. But anyway, like I said in the our recent conversations, she was going to have so much grace in her gameplay. And I like how they threw in the slight little NRS Johnny Cage plasma throw that she has, her down back one for real, and it's adjustable for a far, medium, close, just like how Johnny's would actually be. Like I thought that was a little wink wink to NRS, especially since we haven't really had anything other than, you know, Sub-Zero actually coming out, but in the Gotham finish him off the once you hit the interactable so many times.
Yeah.
Well, and remember they changed a couple of the quotes too. You had told me that they had changed a couple of the class quotes and stuff like that between Ollie and especially Joker. Like, Joker knows everything, I swear to God.
He does.
Especially about that Marvel versus DC stuff.
Yeah, like they literally Marvel versus DC. He knows all that. And that's what's funny. Like, he's got he breaks the fourth wall, basically. Like, the Joker knows everything. That's why, you know, like I told you before, he's not crazy, he's just super sane. He's just got a whole grip on reality that people don't got, and he knows what's going on.
Quick hypothetical to throw your way.
Okay.
Now, as far as the status in the game right now, I've been listening to a lot of the quotes. How do you feel about Beast Boy actually making it into the game now?
Like I said, like I told you before, and like I've been telling you, if they put Beast Boy in this game, bro, they better not make him bad. I swear, if they make him bad, I will stop playing Injustice 2, because my hopes for Beast Boy since Injustice 1 have been high. I've been wanting him so much. He's like my favorite DC character for real, because he's just awesome, man. Like, if you don't love Beast Boy, there's something wrong with you, man. Like, because he is so funny. He is, like, down to earth. And then, like, he's a beast, man. He is really good with his ability.
He does have his moments, like his moments where you can sit down and be, like, real human with him.
Exactly.
And then he has those explosive moments and stuff like that. Other than that, he's a real big clown, though. Like, but he's, like, one of those lovable characters and stuff like that. Like, the old Teen Titans show really made me fall in love with Beast Boy. And, you know, following in the comic books, and you know, his young Justice persona, like, really made me feel like he should really be in the game and stuff like that.
Hopefully he is.
A long time coming for Beast Boy, so this is not just something.
If he is, though, only thing I hope is that in his combos he can just morph into different animals, man. I really do.
I hope so.
Be sick. You know what I mean? Like, maybe a grab, he'll turn into a gorilla and grab you up. And when he flies across the screen, he'll turn into a pterodactyl and fly across the screen or something. You know what I mean? Like, is it?
I have. You know what? Because I don't think they can do it with normals.
Like some 12.
Like I would. 12. I wouldn't say it like that. I would have to say his strings turn him into animals.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be instantaneous. Like 12. Like, you'd be hitting, and like 12 would do. His hands would morph together and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like he.
But his hands wouldn't morph together, you know what I mean? I'm not saying Beast Boy's hands would morph together, but he'd be punching you when he'd turn into a gorilla and punch you up or something.
Yeah, okay.
Or like an octopus and like slap.
All his special moves gotta be animals. Yeah. I'm sorry. They have to be straight animals, bruh. Animals. They cannot. You can't just make. Oh my god, this is gonna be kind of fucking hard. Like, for Injustice, it's gonna be kind of hard, but it shouldn't be kind of hard. So, you already have Grodd, so you already have your gorilla palette.
You know what would be funny? Alright, get this. Beast Boy wins. Atrocitus is knocked out. Turns into Dexter.
Oh, that'd be sick. He just turned into a cat.
Hey, look who I am. Turns back.
That should be like a low or something like that.
No. I'm just saying, like, when he wins, like, you know, when it's the, when you take the first bar down, you know, you're going to second life bar. Yeah. When he's knocked down, you know what I mean? Atrocitus is getting back up. And has that Beast Boy turn into fucking Dexter?
What's wrong? Get up.
Hey, look who I am.
Yeah, that'd be, oh my god, that'd be classic.
Don't mock me, boy.
Yeah.
Beast Boy would be sick.
Yeah, I had to just take that thought real quick. That was pretty savage.
He would be the Johnny Cage.
Shout out to Tonema.
He would be the Johnny Cage. Because he talked too much trash.
Tonema.
Everybody thinks the Flash is Johnny Cage now because just how cocky he is. No, Beast Boy be way cockier. He's always cocky. That nigga always thinks he's about to win. Until he gets knocked down and he doesn't think he's about to win. Like, oh, no, guys, I think I'm about to lose.
Dude, if they put Beast Boy in, the dialogue with Cyborg has to be legit.
They already have one of their dialogues with Starfire. Hey, after this, after I win, you want to go get some pizza?
Oh, yeah, dude. I told you, her quotes already made me feel... Since her release, that's all I really do is I go into training mode and we switch with characters. And me and Matt Moppins do it all the time, bro.
My hopes, if they do put him in, is really high, though, like I said. Starfire, though, she's really good, dude. I love all her moves. Even her jump three is so savage.
Dude, her down back three is really good. The fucking orbital... The real orbital satellite.
Her signature is just weird.
It is weird to me. It's like
the last. It
can be meter burn too. Yeah. It's basic. Just think of it as basically like Supergirl's, but a little stronger, but a little weaker. I say stronger and weaker because it is a blast, and she basically uses all her things however she wants in the air, on the ground, and she can EX it.
Like, she can't just go a single ball on that, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's always just a beam, even if you just push it.
But, you know, they had to make her projectiles a little different.
I know, but I felt like that was kind of like, okay, we don't know what to do with her signature.
I do think down forward one is a little weird.
You know what I mean? It's like, we don't know what to do with her signature. Make it a blast, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, come on, like, that's kind of, it's just, I don't know, I felt like it was just kind of not really much effort put into it. Because she is there for a lot of frames when she does do that, even when she's done shooting. Like, really, really long.
Yeah, but her, you can hit that. But it's really good for after combos, like to finish combos with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's somebody down with you. Yes. Booty burn that bitch or something. Oh, yeah, they're...
I can't wait to the next tournament. I think it's going to be ECT, the next premier tournament. Or it should be a Hometown Heroes coming up or something like that. I don't really know. I got to check the Twitter.
So, Darkseid didn't get any bucks?
Not really, dude. Yeah, they, like Tyler said, like, I watched The Watchtower, too. He said Darkseid didn't really have any changes.
He doesn't need any.
He really doesn't. He just has his game. He has his lasers, bro.
He's got his lasers. He's got a teleport. I know, I was trying to get that bitch out. He has teleport.
I was just felt his teleport was weak.
His parademons take a little while, but they're worth
it. Parademons are fair, because as soon as them bitches out, he becomes plus.
They take a little while, but
you know, it's fair, bro.
It's fair.
Because if you get hit, they go away. But hey, but it don't matter. It don't matter, bro. Yes, yeah, I have tons of mix-up.
You can get the fly-in. You can get the blast from the fly-in.
I'm telling you, since I want to talk about Darkseid, let's talk about Darkseid, dude. Darkseid, I've finally... played a new character in an Injustice game. I used to play Bane, but I had to drop him. I leave that for Biohazard. Shout out to Biohazard. And he won a fighting tournament in Birmingham, too. Real shout out to Commander for winning that one. Anyway, this mix-up that I got with Darkseid, once you do regular flying parademon, if you can get the flying parademon and then air teleport as he's still on the other side of the screen and press B, you can get a stump into blast. It's a mid-low. It's basically unblockable because you have to go immediately down low.
No, remember I told you that. Not that I told you that. You tried doing that on me. I'm like, dude, that's not even fair. You can't even block that. And you was laughing at me because you hit me with it. I'm like, you can't even block that. Like, literally, the ball hits you at your feet the perfect time as soon as you're hitting me. Yeah. Like, you can't block it. You can't. It's impossible. Because I got hit by both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Literally, it was like two hits. Yes. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it usually comes up as two because it's hitting from the back.
Yeah, dude, it was like, I was like, oh, okay, fuck it. Mom just hit. Like, I was like, I don't know where to block. It was like, whatever hit me. That shit was... His mix-ups are ridiculous, man. But that's why I started putting my... more blast mix-ups and more.
Yeah, but his weakness is his range for real. His forward two is his long move, and standing two, and standing three, because you want standing three to get the knockback so you can put him back into the, so you can put him back in the zone and range. That's basically Darkseid's whole game, is cross-ups and making you believe that he's going to beam you so he can smack you with back one, up three.
I don't want to say just abuse dive kick, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to say just be a dive kick baby and play with Brainiac, but that's honestly what you got to do, because that's how you get the most damage.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. You get the most damage output is the jump in three dive kick. Did you get the highest damage output?
Air to ground,
dude,
nasty.
Back three.
Dude, I remember you got the fucking 6'10"
jump
combo.
In, dive kick again, or you can just forward two into down back two, and you do the forward two into fucking right when you hit him with the forward two, you get the tree tendrils out your back, and it just does like at least 500 damage, if not more, if you EX it. Mm. And then if you're by interactable, you can just smack him off of. It's over with. Corners abusive with Brainiac, and now this signature is better. This signature got better. I started playing a little more close range. I started actually trying to fight more because I can risk it now. I don't have to worry about losing it. I can get hit, get up, and throw three of them out.
Yeah, that does make him better. The ability to pull block on Trey Nuggs does make him 10 times better.
He's about to be so. He is so much better now. Like, anybody who plays Brainiac, know that if you've played with him and you know, yes, thank you, I needed this. Okay, so we're gonna wrap it up.
Well, in a little bit. Yeah. I said we're going to wrap it up around 20. I saw it was getting a kind of long, you know. Don't want everybody to be like, oh, damn, who is this guy just talking for fucking 17 minutes? Yes, I love video games. Anyway. So, still working about Injustice. We got 3 more characters. Everybody knows that Adam's coming. Adam is coming. Manta is coming. Is Raiden coming?
Raiden.
Is Beast Boy coming? Who is this big brute over here? What if that is Beast Boy?
I don't think it's them, dude. That'd be weird, man.
No multiverse only characters? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's something I really wanted to talk about with everybody. Have this thought, NRS. Multiverse only characters. Now, I had this idea that I went back to playing Justice 1, and I was a big fan of Star Labs, and then, like, you guys had little mini-games where you could be different characters, like, you know, a cat, or, or Trigon, or the Atom, and, like, I thought that was really unique, and I thought Multiverse would be the perfect place to do that, now that you guys have the different attributes and stuff like that. I saw Sister, and if you don't know, Sister is my made-up thing for when you go trait with Raven, and then you do EX down forward one, and the demon comes out, and, like, I always did 2 in combo, so I was like, sister. It's just disgusting. So anyway, I just was thinking about that, maybe some multiverse stuff, because I want to see Larfleeze. But what about you, Thomas? Any new DLC entail or no?
The only thing I know is Adam, because nobody else can be that small of a character right there. It's impossible, okay? So it's gonna be Adam. And everybody knows Black Manta because you can see Black Manta's silhouette.
Unless it's gonna be fucking Hey Arnold, right?
God, unless they, like, make somebody's silhouette look like that just to freak us out, I'm gonna be, like, super mind blown. But that's Black Manta. So. And Raiden. Everybody knows that's Raiden. It looks just like Raiden right there, man. And everybody's seen his silhouette in the back in all of the videos. So, 4th one's a mystery, I guess. Unless they just have those as fillers and blow everybody else's mind and switch them all up. That'd be crazy. Like, here's the first three that you guys actually seen. Now, here's the ones that are, you guys haven't seen. Wait, that's not the silhouette that was there. You know, make it. That's why they threw them all in. Yeah, you right. can see him back there. Sure you can. Sure you can.
Sure you
see
can.
See it. Yeah. I'm sure you can.
Yeah. You know they love making people speculate anyway.
That's what I'm saying. If they're wanting it to be a mystery, why would they put silhouettes in? Oh, I wonder what that means. Hang on, stop. I don't know. Who's that fucking 10 inches tall? Who looks like Black Manta?
Like I said, it was either going to be Black Manta or Hey Arnold. Anyway, hey man, we're going to do this probably once or twice throughout the week, so you probably see me back. And this has been first podcast by Down by Sheriff
and Loki.
Let's go, and we'll see you on the next one.